The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Unit. Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Thank you very much to Paul Davis Restoration. Because we need as... When I say need, I mean need. We need as many people supporting our efforts here as possible. And Paul Davis jumped on board and believed in us from almost the very beginning of the Share Funny podcast. And so far, we haven't run them off. But y'all probably will before it's over with. Y'all end up saying something inappropriate about them cleaning up, you know, hippo poop in your house or something. So if you've had, you know, catastrophic things happen to your house, like a fire, flood, trees falling in the roof, those kinds of things that need to be cleaned up and repaired, Paul Davis is the way to go. Paul Davis Restoration. And when you call them, they know, hey, they don't have time to mess around. We got to do this expeditiously. Right? Don't mess around with it. Do it expeditiously. So they get to you as quickly as they possibly can to get your life back on track and get you back into your home or your office the way it was before the catastrophe hit. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Y'all know Paul love it. I don't know what they do with it, but Paul love it. Right at the end of the regular old show today, we were talking about an old lady calling Riggins daddy in a sexual kind of way. That always creeps me out. People using daddy in a sex term. I hate that.
Me too. It makes me cringe.
Just like I hate thinking about guys who fantasize about being sexual with twins at the same time. They're sisters. It's incest.
Yeah.
Why are you fantasizing about having an incestuous relationship with twins?
I'm with you. I just don't like the idea of, if you're going to do that, I don't want them to look the same.
Or be kin to each other.
Or that.
That's the most important part. I don't want them to look the same.
Yeah, they can be sisters. I just don't want them to be our fraternal. I just don't want them to be identical because it's like you're wasting a threesome. Yeah. Wasting a threesome with a person that looks exactly the same.
Right.
And they're sisters.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my point.
Like, I want one that'd be skinny, and then I want the other one to look like Tammy from 1,000-Pound Sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way I'm not with, you know, feel like I'm with the same person.
We're having a threesome.
Yeah.
Ew.
Get the van, I'll be there in a minute. But yeah, and the whole daddy thing, I never have found, and even as much as I, and I don't know if I've ever even said this publicly or not, but as much as I find Latinas to be attractive and sexy.
Right.
When they call somebody Poppy, I don't like that because that means daddy. Well, you don't do that though, do you?
No.
Alexis, you don't use Poppy as a sexual term and all that. I don't mm-hmm. get it. I don't get it.
I'm not your Poppy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Poppy.
Yeah, no, it's not my thing.
Alexis went off during the commercial about how much she hates it.
I hate it. I just don't. It makes me like cringe on the inside.
Daddy and Poppy, or daddy more so than Poppy?
Because Poppy is used in Spanish culture as a term of endearment to, like, your kids. You would call them, oh, Poppy, come here, you know?
I know, and I don't understand that either.
I don't
I've never called my kids daddy.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Because I know on, because I keep up with Latin culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an expert in it. Because on Modern Family, Sophia calls Manny Poppy.
Yeah.
Really?
Papito, yeah. Papi.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like it. And as much as I like Sophia on that show, what's her real name?
Sophia Vergara.
What's her name on the show?
Gloria.
All right, as much as I like Gloria, I wouldn't want her calling me Poppy if we were in a relationship together.
You can call me up.
I mean, it wouldn't stop me from, you know, to being, you know, close to her or whatever, but I wouldn't. I'd tell her to stop. I'd say, hey, if you don't mind, don't call me Poppy, and I won't call you Mother.
Yeah.
Come here, Mother. Yeah, why does it not go the other way? Why do women not find it sexy for a guy to call them mommy?
I don't know.
You just try it.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's just weird.
But if you call a woman mommy, she's calling the damn cops.
Yeah,
creeper,
you're right.
Creep
weird.
Alert. Come on, mommy. And he called me mommy. We were in the throes. And when it got good, he called me mommy. He said, yeah. You like that, mommy?
That'd be
yeah, that's
so
creepy,
funny.
Right?
Yeah, that would be very
so weird.
The double standard of the day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Somebody has to do that.
Come to mommy. Mama. Mama.
Oh, brother.
I'm going to throw up.
Goo goo gaga.
Oh, weird.
It's a gross double standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's now accepted as normal.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You think. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, you know, this was just a trust Riggins when he says, never mind. I don't want to fish it out. Because the things that he thinks are okay to say on Share Funny, if he doesn't think it's okay to say, then we really don't need to go any farther. But you never called yourself mommy to a guy, Alexis?
Call myself mommy?
Yeah.
No.
And what if he called you mommy? And not in a way like, shake it, mommy, shake it. Not like that, but he just said, oh, yeah, mommy.
Ugh.
You look good, mommy.
Get out of there.
Mommy likes.
Ew, I don't like that.
And do women ever say, ooh, mommy likey? Mommy no.
Likey.
No, they don't.
Who says daddy likey?
They used to say that back
mommy
in the day.
Mommy likey.
Yeah.
Melody. Doesn't Ace call himself Zaddy, though? Didn't he say Zaddy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Melanie said... I didn't call him with that.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah. She goes, oh.
Hey.
Zaddy likey.
I don't think I called myself that name. I earned that name.
He was on a kick there for a while.
Melanie said, not all men are daddies. You have to have a certain look, LOL.
You're still creepy. I don't care what the look
Me
is.
Me too, yeah.
You're calling your sex partner daddy, which is what babies call their fathers. It's gross.
Daddy issues much.
It's a look he has to have, like a big silver bush. Okay. Got it. Wilford Brimley.
And spots on the back of his hands. Yeah.
That's funny. Ew.
I mean, it's a look he has to have. Like, he has to bruise easily. That's a daddy.
Uh huh. It's a look. He wouldn't get it.
Oh. Oh, God. It's still, if you're speaking in a sexual term and you're using names that you call your parents. It's gross, and you need some help. You need to go see somebody. You need a preacher or something to talk to you.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah, you need a young priest and an old priest.
Uh-huh. And go to therapy at the same time.
Yeah. Or call me.
Yeah, Ace likes it.
Yeah. Ace.
Does she call you daddy, though, for real?
She
in a sexual way?
Yeah,
obviously.
Oh, well, then I'm sorry.
Not the first.
Can we stop asking him questions?
Well, I mean, I don't want to offend him.
Don't offend me. I don't care.
And you like that?
I don't mind it.
Can you video her doing it? Put that on the TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you get her to do it in the hot tub?
Yeah, and then set up the self timer.
Yeah, it's more of done in a joking way. The whole Zaddy thing started. Somebody gave her a T-shirt that said, I forgot what it said, something Zaddy on it when we started dating. And that's kind of where that whole thing started. But it's not something that's commonly used. It's more of a joke. Like, she refers to Kevin Costner as, like, Kevin Costner is, according to my wife, a daddy.
Yeah, he does have several children.
Right. You know what
he
I mean?
Is, yeah. He is a daddy. Yeah.
My wife only calls me daddy in a negative, angry way. And it's to the kids. Right. Like, you are not going to be like your daddy. Now get up, away from the TV, and go do something.
Yeah.
You are not going to be like your daddy. You're going to learn how to fix stuff. Oh, my God. You're just like your daddy.
Ugh. There's venom in it.
Yeah. It's never a, oh, my God, that is so great. You're just like your daddy. But they don't call me daddy, but I take care of things. But that's just one of those, like, southern things.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't say, because they call me dad, and she wouldn't say, you're just like your dad. Mm-hmm. It's daddy. You're always just like your daddy. Because southern country-ass women always say that in a negative way. Yeah. Look at him. Just like his damn daddy. Yeah. Yep. Ain't worth a shit.
Be your daddy's son. Be your daddy's son.
Look at him. He ain't worth a shit. Just like his damn daddy.
Sounds funny. Like she's said that before. Just like that.
Just like his damn daddy.
Uh-huh. See, when I was a kid, I thought that was actually what we were supposed to call him. Damn daddy.
Damn daddy. What's your dad?
My damn daddy's coming for carved pumpkin day. Yeah. My damn daddy's supposed to pick me up to go to the dentist today. Yeah. I'm going to sign out early.
I didn't call my dad that until I got older. Then it was more like, damn, daddy, I got to fix this for you again. Damn, oh. Daddy, can you stay out of trouble long enough? Damn, daddy, I got to come pick you up.
Southern men call their dads daddy, like, even when they're adults too.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's like a thing.
Yeah. More of a rural thing.
Yeah, because mine doesn't. My son, it just morphed into dad.
Dad, yeah.
When my daughter began calling me dad, it kind of changed for him also about that time. But yeah, I still called. To the day my dad will be dead 10 years Tuesday, and I was still to the day. Every time I called him, hey daddy, what's going on? Hey,
daddy.
And yeah, mine is daddy, and then my wife's father is dad. Because they're Yankees.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And but if I had stayed in Winfield, Louisiana, or in that area after I had kids and all, I'm sure they'd call me daddy.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Riggins, you call your dad just dad?
Yeah.
Daddy.
Mm-hmm. And why does no one get called granddaddy in a sexual way?
Ooh. Oh, granddaddy.
Mama. Oh, yeah, shake it, Mama.
Peppaw. Like how you do that, Peppaw.
Yeah. 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 Don't you come over here and show me,
Peppaw. Don't be stingy, Peppaw.
Like, let me grab them pearls, Mama.
Grab them pearls.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
So, it's a big day for Alexis yesterday. She got to use what she's calling the best gift she's ever been given. And I could only imagine what this scene would be like if we were flies on the wall, watching her use her new telescope.
Oh, yeah. I'm so jealous.
So first of all, you can't raise it up very high on the tripod thing. So it's got to be little.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the whole time you were using it, you were just freaked out and loving it and actually talking to the things that you were looking at.
Yeah.
You were speaking aloud to the moon and the stars. Uh-huh. Is that any different than normal, though?
I mean, no, but now I can see them up close. It's just more intimate that way.
So what were you doing?
Just talking to it, talking to the moon.
Talking to the moon. You weren't trying to look in other people's apartment windows and stuff with it?
No, that's funny that you say that, though, because the maintenance guy at my apartment building, I told him, or he's friends with me on Instagram, and he saw the telescope, and he said, did you get that so you can look at people in the hotel rooms? And I was like, I don't need a telescope for that, but it helps.
But you're going to do it, aren't you?
It's so awesome, though. I can't. I spent way too much time trying to figure it out last night.
Yeah, but. Is it very powerful, though? Like, is it a powerful telescope? You could burn some shit with it?
Probably.
Magnifying
glass? Oh, wait. It's a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
I mean, it says not to point it at the sun on the telescope.
Now, will you take it other places, or is it always just going to stay on your balcony or right there at the window?
No, I can take it places.
But will you?
Yeah.
Where are you going to take it?
Everywhere that I know that the moon will be visible.
Mm-hmm. But you don't want to see anything else? Just the moon?
What else can I see with it? Stars and the moon? Mm-hmm. And what else?
Sun?
I'm not going to look at the sun in the telescope.
Get a good look at the sun.
Put some sunglasses on.
Look at the sun.
My goal is to get a good look at the sun. Put some Oakleys on. Put it.
No, don't.
There.
I was looking at the airplanes passing by.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I was an adult. Well, I would have had to have been because I didn't stay in hotels when I was a kid. But it wasn't but about maybe 10 years ago that I realized that when you stand in the window of a hotel room that people can see through it. I always thought it was mirrored on the outside.
No. During the day, it's hard to see. And at night, it's clear as a bell.
Yeah, you can see everything. Mm-hmm. And people can look into my apartment because I had a little girl waving at me the other day. I was like, let me close this. Yeah.
Hi, Mommy.
She's like, hi. And I'm like.
She's like, Mommy, that girl's apartment is on fire. Look at all the smoke coming out of it.
Yeah.
Her building is on fire. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that you're zonked, zooted, looking at the moon and talking to it. That had to be like watching a baboon's ass.
I was on my belly,
crazy,
trying to get it all. I'm trying to focus it on the mood. I look crazy.
Is it on a stand or is it like a pirate's telescope?
No, it's on a. That would be so cool. If I just,
you like Jack Sparrow up in this mode.
Like a pirate telescope.
I would take that everywhere. Just pull it out.
Yeah,
I need to get a better look.
Sure. Hell.
Take it out when I go to the restaurant.
Is that a telescope, though?
No.
No, what's it called?
I don't know.
What's it called, Rob?
I'm racking my brain. I can't remember.
You wouldn't use a telescope to look in other people's apartment. You use binoculars. This thing can see the moon. You're not looking across the street into a hotel.
And then someone looks over, that I'd be the total creep, like with a telescope.
And your eye is this moon.
It's called a spyglass.
This is a form of a telescope.
Yeah.
Ahoy.
Yeah. Ahoy.
That's what she's got. She's lying, trying to act like she got some NASA shit. She's out there looking like Davy Jones out there. That's my second Pirates of the Caribbean reference. I hope y'all know.
Yeah.
Hope you noticed that.
Going for a record.
Yeah. Thinking she Elizabeth. Wasn't that the girl's name?
Yes. Yes.
I have no idea.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. You saw Pirates of the Caribbean?
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Really?
Except maybe one. My son likes watching them, and we watched them together. Huh. You know, a little togetherness. But yeah, that's what you got. Why are you lying?
Stop.
Who knows?
He's like, I got Hubble.
I'm about to find
find life on Mars.
I'm about to find a new planet. Watch it.
Oh.
And don't be trying to be my friends when I discover a new planet. I'm famous and shit.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Are you tracking stars or like looking for things in particular constellations, that sort of thing?
I'm still trying to figure out how the different lenses work.
Okay.
But then we'll get there. It's like the instructions are like mathematic equations. I'm like, I can't do this.
Now, if you twist it on the end, does it make different colors, bright colors?
No.
You got a kaleidoscope.
It's not a kaleidoscope.
You ain't got no telescope. Your ass got a kaleidoscope up in there.
I thought it was weird.
That thing where you like drag it down on the side.
Oh, the viewfinder.
Yeah. The viewfinder. Yeah,
viewmaster. Viewmaster.
It don't work.
Like it's just a moon. Yeah. A picture of it.
And a giraffe.
Yeah.
Why that giraffe on the moon?
Dude, I cannot tell you. When I was a kid, the Viewmaster was the greatest thing ever invented. I love that thing. It was awesome.
Be like, I can see all the way into the Amazon rainforest.
Look at that.
A monkey? Ooh,
good thing, a monkey.
Look at that.
A parrot?
This is the best telescope ever.
Let me click to the next star. Ooh. Look at a snake on the stars.
Superman flying it out of
that's
space.
That's what you got.
Whatever. I do have a I have a few kaleidoscopes, actually.
Well, that's not shocking.
Yeah. I do.
Where'd you get those?
I got them as gifts.
I mean, that's the perfect gift.
I don't even know it's random.
It's a perfect gift for a 9-year-old.
Or a total. I love them. Weed head.
Yeah. A 9-year-old in 1983.
Yeah.
Y'all had some cool toys back in the day, in your day.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Simon?
No. Simon and Garfunkel?
No. Simon was a box that had 4 different colored lights on it, and they would flash in patterns, and the patterns would get longer. So when it would go boop, 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 you would have to go red, green, blue.
Yeah,
and
like
follow it until you know, see how far you could get up to it.
It's like a Bop It almost. Like the Bop It is the new version was the new version of that, right? Because you would have to pull. It was like a sequence of things that you had to do.
Rubik's Cube started in the '80s.
What about that thing where you would put your face in it and it would leave the print?
The needles?
The needle things. You what are those called?
That thing's been around forever, though.
Yeah, I never had that.
I love those things, but they smelled weird. You put your face in them. Like, how many other kids put their face in this thing?
Well, I mean, in your neighborhood, you don't need to be putting your face in needles.
It's true.
It's very true. She's got traces of hair on them.
Stop.
You ever had a light bright?
A light bright?
Light bright?
Mm-mm.
What? It was just a box, and it had light behind it, and it had these little circles.
Pegs,
and you get a pattern, and you put the pattern over it, and if you followed the pattern, you would, when you were done, it created a picture in lights on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you know, that was like the coolest thing ever invented.
Mm-hmm.
Atari.
Don't know what that is.
The beginning of video games.
Oh.
One year, my kids, for Christmas, gave me, it looks like the old school Atari 2600 game. It has all the old games, like Asteroids and all that stuff on it.
Combat.
And I wish I knew what happened to it. I don't know. It's in a box somewhere, maybe. I don't know. But I whipped it out and plugged it in. And I was like, man, this is cool. And my kids were blown away. One, like, wow, this is quite a step down from what we have today.
The graphics.
But then they loved it. Like, my son especially thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah, Combat was the cartridge. We called them cartridges, and that meant a game. It was the one that came with the gaming system itself. You got one free cartridge, and then the rest of them cost $20 each.
$20.
And that was
back then it was very expensive. Yeah.
You're like, damn.
It's like going to a concert. Or, concert tickets cost $20.
Yeah, and Pac-Man looked like, you know, looked like he'd been on crack.
This is y'all's videos games right here. These are just little
this is Combat.
Tiny blobs of color.
They look like tanks.
What is it?
They shoot at each other. They're tanks. Yeah. And then
now look, this one's got places you can hide on this one.
Yeah.
It's like Grand Theft Auto, but not as fun.
What is that?
It's four blocks you hide behind.
You shoot at each other.
Holy
shit. That thing goes so slow.
Yeah, that was my problem with the game. It went too slow.
Mm. Oh my goodness.
Wow. Now you can kill prostitutes with a flamethrower.
Oh, no, it just run makes them it over.
Yeah. Sorry. Right. Sorry we weren't beating anybody up with a dildo. Just,
yeah, you can get blowjobs. Your games are for nerds. Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't have those if we didn't have these first.
Yeah, maybe. Yep. Yeah, we're, mm-hmm. yeah, how far do I have to skip ahead to get to the blowjob part? That's the kind of game I like. And then you pay her, and then as soon as she gets out of the car, you kill her and get your money back.
Hey, see if you can find what home Atari Pac-Man looked like. I mean, and it made sounds like, you know how at the arcade games, it go, wacka, 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 makes that little sound? In the home version, it go, clonk, clonk, clonk,
clonk, clonk, clonk. It's called Atari with a T? Yeah,
Atari. Yeah. The Atari 2600 was, there you go.
Look at
that's what Pac-Man looked like at home. Clonk,
clonk, clonk, clonk. Oh, I'm so good at Pac-Man. I'll play this like all the time on my PlayStation.
I'm sitting here. Riggins just brought it up on the internet, an example of it, and I'm thought for a second there he was playing it, and I was about to yell at him, "Go get him! Go get him!" But yeah, you see how bad the graphics are, even compared to what the arcade version looked like on the home version.
But to have one of those was a flex, right? Yeah. It was like having the new Xbox.
I think they were over $200 back then.
You'd go to somebody's house about what games I brought my game. What games did you have? Oh, I got that. Oh, you have that? I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm. So did it look kind of like a Nintendo 64 where they had the cartridges and you had to put it in like that, or
no? It was a black box that looked kind of like a speaker that was where it was facing straight up, and it had a little cartridge thing that went straight down into it.
Mm. And it would connect to your TV?
Yep. TV had to be on channel 3.
Yeah.
And then there was a little switcher in the back that you'd slide from TV to game. And there was, you know, if you didn't switch it back when you got through with your game, somebody's going to be pissed. When they go to watch TV.
You got to reach in the back and get that little thing moving.
Yep.
Look at that. History is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh. But then you think about if that never would have been invented, Ace. How much cooler would Rob be? Okay. I mean, he'd be Don Juan out there, right. You know, hooking up with chicks and, you know, having a cool life.
He got
damn addicted to video games and just, you know, sentenced himself to a lifetime of uncool.
And he's not even being good
nerd,
at them.
Being a nerd.
I enjoy them. That's all that matters.
That's the worst part. He doesn't even win.
I really was disappointed to find out that Rob's... I assumed Rob was great at all these games. No. Like, that's awesome.
It's like he sucks at being a nerd.
Well, that's because he isn't a typical nerd. I've always said that. He likes nerdy things, but he's also got a cool person's sense of humor and... You know, he doesn't fall into the complete nerd category, and that's why he's not so great at video games.
You haven't seen him at the Mighty Meeple, because if you did, you would say, oh, yeah, he's a typical nerd.
Well, I know he has flashes.
I'm a chameleon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, who knows, though, if he'd have never gotten, if there were never any video games for him to get all addicted to, he might wear long pants every now and then.
It's true.
Nah. I bet you would. Yeah. You'd be like, I got to go buckle. Get me some jeans. Yeah, cool.
Probably wouldn't be peeing in the Mountain Dew bottles.
Yeah.
Ew.
I've never done that.
That's disgusting. Yeah. You do
sun
that.
Yes. Sundrop bottles.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably... try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Well, they're predicting what the fashions will be, the styles will be for 2022. We talked about this earlier on the regular old morning show, but they say mullets, which mullets have been back for a while with the young fellas, the teenagers. So maybe this means that mullets are going to be coming back for all guys, you know, up into their, I don't ever see when they don't talk about fashions in the sense of, you know, the 50 and older crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking about young adults, right? So maybe young adults in their late 20s or and through the 30s are going to start wearing a mullet. But I wonder if the mullet is going to come back. The female mullet.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Not just for lesbians anymore.
Oh, no.
The mullet.
No.
You ever seen a good mullet?
Give me an example.
I don't know anybody famous, but yeah. You can Google it.
You'll
find some
There's
mullets.
There's no way that a woman looks better with a mullet.
No, I've never seen a woman look good in a mullet, but still.
Mullet. It's weird.
So along with mullets, they said night dresses. What the hell is that? Is that like men sleeping at night, big old long ass
like
night shirts and stuff? No, thank you.
Like
with
like,
the cap?
Yeah,
like a sleeping cap with the
holding the candle.
Yeah. Like, what is Scrooge?
Like a Scrooge.
Like a Scrooge pajamas.
I saw an ad for one of those the other day, and the guy looked ridiculous.
A young guy?
Yeah.
Those sleeping hats are like the worst idea ever. I'm like, why do you need a hat to go to sleep?
But if I'm sleeping in a big old, well, back then they didn't have heat and stuff, and so they needed to keep their heads warm.
Oh, I guess.
But
stupid so
that's where the term nightcap comes from. That's what it's called. It's a nightcap.
So we're talking about something like this? Wait, hang on.
But the I saw a guy in one of those gowns, and I would.
Like that?
Yeah. I would wake up, I would be tied up in that thing where I couldn't even get out of bed the next day.
Yeah, I can't imagine having
that
to sleep
is not
in that.
Comfortable.
That's it looks very uncomfortable.
My mama still sleeps in a long gown, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sleeping
old school gown.
I know.
Silky.
Oh.
Yeah, rayon.
Rayon.
I want good fabric.
Cotton.
Bedazzled accessories will be back in 2022. Here's one for you, Alexis. Tooth gems.
I'm not getting a tooth gem.
You a damn lie. You know you get a diamond in that front tooth.
Stop.
At least a diamond. Fake ass diamond.
That's a CZ. Tooth gems. Like calling them gems is going to make it better.
And what's your birthstone?
Peridot.
I don't know what that looks like.
It's like a light.
That must
green.
Be some foreign shit. Some El Salvador shit. Anyway, you have one of those in your front teeth.
That'd be ugly.
Were you the one that wanted that guy to make you a grill not long ago?
Yeah, but that's different.
Which he never did he?
He didn't. He like lied to me.
And do you still talk to him?
No.
Hmm.
Yeah, but you can take a grill out.
Right.
can't take the gem out.
I want a grill so bad. It's one of those things that's carried over since I was a teen.
I just want it. I'm not going to be like wearing it all the time. I just take a dope pic.
Take one dope pic.
Exactly. Exactly
my thought.
Would you just occasionally put the grill in and around the house? And
yeah. Absolutely. But I want one dope pic in a grill.
I know what the pic looks like, too.
I was 14 years old.
Yeah, me too.
Top and bottom?
Sure. Not necessary, but I really, you know.
I bet it'd make your teeth sore, like braces.
Oh, like tight, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Pearls, they said.
Oh, I've always liked pearls.
Yeah. So you do. You like a pearl necklace?
You can tell.
Oh, my God.
You seem like the type to love a pearl necklace.
We always used to giggle around Mother's Day time when the jewelry stores would run their commercials and they'd say, this year for Mother's Day, give mom a pearl necklace. We would laugh. You know that, Ace? We'd just giggle at that. It was so funny. Say, no, thank you. Not my mama. Hair, like poofy hairstyles.
Like 80s?
Yeah. Poofy hair? I guess. Poof. And checkerboard pants.
Oh, I love checkerboard pants. They're cute.
Checkerboard
pants. Why'd y'all look at me when I said puffy hair?
You need some checkerboard pants.
Yellow and black ones.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Stinging like a bee.
Okay, Bumblebee. Oh,
that's a lot of Bumblebee.
What you doing, making some honey? What you doing?
Buzz, 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 baby.
Flying around.
In your hive.
Buzz, 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 buzz. Yeah, that looks sweet. Especially if you out playing golf. They wear those now on the golf course. Yeah, they look goofy as hell. But checkerboard pants.
They could work.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, whatever. You talk about these things, and if you compare them to stuff that's in style now, then obviously you go, oh, no, no. But once it goes in style and people start wearing it, you're like, oh, you know what? That doesn't look that bad. Like, my wife had on a pair of bell bottoms the other night. I'm like,
What?
But I look ridiculous in a pair of bell bottoms.
Her bell bottoms were so awesome. I love them.
There were so many comments about those bell bottoms. And I was like, is that a thing?
Oh,
now?
Really? There were?
There
like
were.
Negative comments?
No.
People were like, where can I get them? I was like, bell? Are they back? Bell bottoms?
Yeah, for girls, women, a little bit.
I can never wear them, though. They make me look so short.
I know. I can't wear them either.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, because they're too high waisted. Hers are.
Green?
They look ridiculous on me.
They're corduroy, too, right? Were they corduroy
or velvet?
Velvet,
I don't know. Maybe. You'd have to ask her.
Fashion.
I wasn't allowed to touch them.
Get your greasy hands.
Okay. Now, Riggins has found some. Those would be just plaid, though, right? Are those considered checkerboard pants? But they have the ass cut out of them.
What?
They have a drawstring in the back and a voluptuous woman wearing them. And, you know, the top part of her, the top middle of her arse is showing.
Yeah, you could poop and not have to take off your pants.
Ew.
No, it doesn't go far enough down. The opening doesn't go far enough down.
You got a high one?
I got a high boho.
I've been blessed. Most people's booty holes are down low.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Mine's up toward the small of my back.
Why'd y'all split up? Well, it's a long story, but basically.
That's hilarious.
Why are your balls so high?
Balls too high.
This is genetic. I didn't want to take a chance on having kids with that.
Like, what's wrong with your butt? Yeah,
why are your butthole so high?
It's by your tailbone. That's weird. That would be weird to go to the bathroom. So that weird. Way. You have to go to like at an angle.
Yeah.
slide off the toilet. Just,
what are you talking about?
Or you'd have to do it in a urinal on the wall. You got a booty hole like a hippo.
Hippo ass booty hole.
They call me the tiger.
Oh God, that's so funny.
Tigeritis.
Man.
But who would want these pants?
No one.
First of all, how do you tie those in the back? How are you going to tie the drawstring in the back, especially when you're that size as she is? I mean, she can't reach back there.
It was up to 3X.
Like trying to tie an apron.
Yeah. That's basically what it would be.
But why, though? What is it? What is the purpose of the cutout? Just to be sexy?
Yeah.
That's not sexy. Mm.
This is Savage Fenty. This is Rihanna's clothing line.
But a crack is not sexy.
But
I guess it depends on who you are.
Yeah.
Rihanna wouldn't even look sexy in that.
Really, you don't think?
No.
I'll get you.
She'd look mean.
I'll pay. They're 50 bucks. I mean, I think it's worth spending $50 to give those to get her reaction when she opens up those for her assholes out. But what am I gonna do with these?
What in the hell?
What she'd do
is come out wearing them backwards. Go, this doesn't even look right.
Yeah, it's all poofy in the front.
Yeah,
that is hysterical. It's
what
worth it.
Is this?
Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So these people who have the, what is it? What is the Google one? Because that Alexa is Google.
It's Amazon.
Amazon is Google. Well, they're upset because Google Nest changed its white noise sound, and parents are all upset because they put their kids to sleep with that. They put them in the room and turn on the white noise of the Google Nest.
Yeah.
And then evidently they changed the sound of it, and the parents don't like it, and they've lashed out. And so now Google has responded by fixing the problem and all that. When's the last time any of y'all has reached out to a company? Like, not just the manager at a restaurant or a store or something, but you reached out to a company, nationwide company or whatever, to complain about something. Never. You've written strongly worded letters, Riggins.
I've thought about it, but I've never done
you
it.
Know, you haven't?
I've sent complimentary ones, but never a bad one.
I sent a message on Twitter to a delivery place because they didn't get my iPhone to me in time.
I remember that. Mm. I saw Rob tweeting that. He was pissed that his iPhone hadn't showed up.
It was supposed to come that day, and then they said it was delayed till Monday. You ship stuff and on Saturdays.
You tweeted it for everyone to see?
Well, I went to their
That's
page.
That's messed up.
Yeah, it was.
You a little bitch. You a little bitch. I don't remember. Snitch. Did I tweet at the car company? When they left me stranded in Baton Rouge because they had no cars when I got there. It was the only thing I could do. There was nobody to talk to. Okay, the helpline wouldn't help.
So you tweet and then you at them, and that's considered complaining to the company?
Yeah, because they see it directly, just trying to get them to help me.
Because
they I think I went back and deleted the tweet because they didn't want to leave it up. I was just trying to get somebody's attention to help me, and they turns out there was nobody to help me. They didn't do anything.
I like to help these kids.
Yeah,
come on.
But $140 later, I arrived at my destination in an Uber.
I don't know. I think that a lot of times when you have so much access to send a complaint, it causes more complaints. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And it causes people to call you Karen or whatever it is. And a lot of times people getting tagged with the Karen title and insult is not appropriate, because sometimes you need to complain to people if you're not getting proper service or whatever. Now, I know some of them where they're standing out in the neighborhood screaming and yelling at somebody for riding by their house on a skateboard or whatever. I get that. But if just because they want to see the manager because they haven't gotten good service and all that, I don't know, you insult them over there. That's what you're supposed to do.
But the Karen thing is more about how they complain, right?
I guess. I don't know. I just think once it became a thing, now everybody wants to, you know, people who aren't, you know, because there are creatively lazy people in society with access to social media.
Yeah.
So that's why they'll just jump on and go, oh, she's a Karen. She's a Karen. When it's not the case, come up with something else. Realize the difference. But it's just like lazy, uncreative people.
Well,
want to just throw that name on everybody. And it happens with other things too.
I think it's several things that you said, TJ. One, it's easy to do. Because it's so easy to complain because there's no real investment. Before, you had to write a letter or even sending an email and send it and type something out, whatever. Two, people complain now because companies are likely to send them something. Yeah. Because so many companies are so worried about that sort of thing, they respond, I'm so sorry, we'll make it up to you, here's blah, 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 blah. And number three, they're just bitches.
No, well,
they just complain a lot just because that's what you do these days. You just act like a little bitch and complain behind your keyboard.
Right. And I think,
as opposed to on the radio,
a lot of that, I think,
like a man would.
I think it's part of it is because the people have an inflated sense of self-importance. You know?
Yeah.
It's like Google. Okay. All right. This is Google, but I have a kid that's not sleeping as well now because they changed the sound. And so it's just like the same mindset that everybody thinks that they're, you know, they can be a celebrity. Everybody wants to be an influencer. Everybody wants to have a reality show. Everybody, you know, it's so easy to become famous and it's so easy to be important. I just want to matter.
You know, our friend Cubby has, sent messages to his favorite restaurant because they changed the chicken tenders recently.
Yeah, I know. He's wanting to do it, but he gets action, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
he knows every McDonald's store number in the country, and if they're not serving breakfast exactly or serving lunch exactly when they're supposed to at 10:30 or whatever time it is.
It's 10:30. Yeah,
he'll let them know.
That reminds me, when you're saying about entitlement and people thinking that things should change because of them. In restaurants, one of the things that would irritate me the most is when a table would complain about the temperature inside of the restaurant or the music being too loud. Like one table. So you want me to change the music and the temperature in here because you're cold. Who cares about everybody else?
Yeah.
Well, I would consider that if I'm cold or the music is too loud to me, then obviously it is to everybody else too. They just didn't say anything.
Got it.
He's a tastemaker.
Yeah.
Right. That's the tone. Did you say temperature?
Temperature?
She did say
temperature. Did I say temperature?
Temperature.
Temperature? Temperature?
Temperature.
Temperature. Okay. I was hoping I heard that incorrectly.
I'm not going to change the temperature.
Temperature. Temperature. Whatever.
But I don't know. I don't think that anybody in a corporate place would care what I thought, you know. And maybe I'm wrong, because I mean, they Google responded.
Yeah,
they did something.
If there are enough of them.
Yeah.
You ever see, like, if you look at American Airlines on Twitter, somebody has to spend all day just responding to angry people stuck in airports. That's sure, the only time people tweet to American Airlines or any airline. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm stuck here. They won't refund or whatever. I'm going to miss. So all day. I mean, imagine like the toll that must take.
Have to have shifts. Like, you know, my shift is over to responding to angry tweeters.
It's got to be mentally exhausting to see all the stuff that comes in there.
Yeah, because, you know, it's never polite either. Never. Like it would be, hopefully, if they were person to person.
Never.
It's like people feel like they've got such a weapon and an entitlement, you know, to be just complete assholes to people because I'm dissatisfied. Okay, well, people make mistakes, you know. And, you know, I bet your ass wouldn't say that in person to somebody.
Never. That's the big thing. Uh-huh. It's like they can do it. Yes. But Twitter even puts under certain hashtags now. They say, this conversation is getting a little heated. Remember that there's a person behind the screen you're talking to. There's an actual person there that's reading that. So I thought that was a nice thing to do.
Right. And they will whip your ass, is what it should say, too. This person said he will whip your ass.
He's going to whoop your ass.
To his front door.
I've received your message. Now come down here so I can whip your ass.
That's really? That's the response. Come say it to my face. Mm-hmm. We own a fleet of airplanes. Get on one that brings you to Buffalo or wherever.
I'll beat your ass to St. Louis.
Yeah. No layover.
Middle seat.
Yeah, the layover you're gonna have is a 2-hour change planes in whoop ass Tennessee. That's where you're gonna be.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams.
maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.